The Akashic Records could be the universe's hard drive, right? We, our minds, our hearts, our intuition, are the devices that can sometimes access a tiny file from it. So instead of thinking of the records as some mystical castle in the clouds filled with dusty books about our past lives, I like to imagine them as light, a vibrating field of data surrounding and permeating everything, recording not just what happens, but why it happens, how it felt, and what it meant energetically. It's less about density and more about frequency, because if everything is energy, and energy holds memory, then perhaps every soul, or every planet, or every thought has its own record, written in vibration. Magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And so last Friday, we explored the mind-bending concept of reality transurfing, and I loved how many of you resonated with that idea of parallel realities and shifting timelines. And it reminded me of one of the wildest parts of doing this podcast for 8 years now. And man, the number of woo-woo, but maybe true concepts that we've explored together, it's so fun. And I realized that we actually recorded a reality transurfing episode back in September 2020 with Renee Garcia. So I'm going to link that. We talked for an hour and a half about how to surf realities with intention. So if you want more on reality transurfing that I talked about last Friday, then I left a link to the Apple and Spotify podcasts in the show notes, but also go ahead and go back to that episode, September 21st, 2020, season one, episode 190. And the episode is called Reality Transurfing, Connecting with Parallel Realities, and How All Possibilities Are Available to You with Renee Garcia. We're revisiting another mind-expanding concept from the Your Own Magic archives, the Akashic Records. I've had not one, but two long soul-stretching conversations about the records with Jennifer Longmore back in July of 2018 and then with Ashley in 2019. And both of those episodes are so rememberable and honestly timeless. I'll link them in the show notes so you can go deeper on the topic if you want. In this episode, we're going to bring it back to the basics, Akashic Records 101, what they are, how people access them, what science and spirituality have to say about the so-called quantum memory of the universe, and why this concept still fascinates me years later. So settle in, maybe light a candle, whatever your ritual is, I hope you enjoy, and let's open the library of the cosmos together. So you've probably heard people describe the Akashic Records as an energetic library of the soul. And also maybe you haven't even heard of Akashic Records, so if not, you are in for a treat, but Akashic Records, a kind of cosmic archive that holds every thought, emotion, action, and potential that has ever existed. So this is why this belief is so fascinating to me. The word Akasha itself comes from Sanskrit, and it means ether, or the space between things. So in ancient philosophies, Akasha was the fifth element, the visible thread that connects everything else, fire, water, air, and earth. It's what energy moves through. It's what memory travels upon. And mystics believe that when we tune into the Akashic Records, we're not really going somewhere. We're tuning inward to a higher frequency of consciousness that's always been there. It's like the shifting of the dial on a radio from ordinary awareness to soul awareness. So now what I find fascinating, and what I think bridges the mystical and the scientific on this, is that even modern physics hints at this. In quantum theory, energy never disappears, it just transforms. Information, they say, is never lost. It's stored in the quantum field. So when ancient mystics describe the Akashic Records as the Book of Life or the Hall of Knowledge, it's not necessarily so different from the idea that everything or every thought or every emotion leaves an imprint in the energetic fabric of the universe. And so that means, in theory, we're all swimming in the sea of information, this field of memory, constantly exchanging data between our consciousness and the cosmos. Some people say this explains things like deja vu, or intuitive hits, or sudden insights that feel like they come from nowhere. The revelations. And maybe they don't come from nowhere. Maybe they come from everywhere. In a way, the Akashic Records could be the universe's hard drive, right? We, our minds, our hearts, our intuition, are the devices that can sometimes access a tiny file from it. So instead of thinking of the records as some mystical castle in the clouds filled with dusty books about our past lives, I like to imagine them as light, a vibrating field of data. All right, so quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and hormone harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today.
Surrounding and permeating everything, recording not just what happens, but why it happens, how it felt, and what it meant energetically. It's less about density and more about frequency. Because if everything is energy, and energy holds memory, then perhaps every soul, or every planet, or every thought has its own record, written in vibration. So now let's dive into the bridge between science and soul and how the Akashic records might actually overlap with the quantum physics vibration and the mysterious intelligence woven into everything. When you start looking at science and spirituality side by side, they start to sound suspiciously similar. Physicists talk about the quantum field, a vast ocean of energy where everything that has ever existed still vibrates. Mystics talk about the Akashic field, an energetic ocean of consciousness that stores the memory of everything that has ever existed. Different language, same poetry. So, let's start with vibration. Quantum physics tells us that everything, even what we call solid matter, is energy vibrating at different frequencies. And that means you, me, and the microphone, the sound of my voice, your breath, your thoughts, all made of the same oscillating energy. And if everything vibrates, then maybe everything carries information within the vibration. Like how a song carries emotion in its frequency, or how DNA carries the entire blueprint of a human being inside a microscopic strand. Some scientists, like Irvin Laszlo, has actually proposed that the universe itself functions as an information system. He called it the Akashic Field, borrowing that term from ancient philosophy, suggesting that the universe doesn't just remember, it learns, and it evolves through stored information. So this theory even mirrors Rupert Sheldrake's idea of morphic resonance, that memory isn't just in the brain, but in fields that surround life itself. Like every species, every consciousness adds data to a collective field that future generations can unconsciously tap into. So when you think about it like that, intuition doesn't sound so mystical anymore, right? It sounds like a kind of energetic memory retrieval. That inner knowing that we sometimes feel when you just sense the right decision or you suddenly recall something that you've never learned, that inner knowing we sometimes feel might not be random. Maybe it's your consciousness syncing with a piece of universal data. And there's a theory that water can retain memory, and that sound can structure matter, and that light itself can carry emotional imprints. So when mystics talk about the receiving downloads from the Akashic records, it might sound woo-woo, but maybe that's their word for aligning their vibration to receive information already exists. That's simple. Kind of like tuning to the right frequency of a cosmic radio. And here's the part that I find beautiful. Science is still catching up to this. We can measure brainwaves and particles, but we can't yet measure intuition, right? Or the subtle nudge from something unseen yet deeply felt. But maybe one day we'll realize that consciousness itself is the measuring device, and that the Akashic records aren't out there in the stars, but they're right here. They're the shared frequency between your heartbeat and the hum of the universe. So I'd like to explore what it actually means to access these records and how mystics say they do it and what it feels like when you tap into the field of memory itself. And that's the question. How do people actually access the Akashic records? Well, that question always comes up after this is talked about. So honestly, I'd say every mystic, healer, reader that I've met has a slightly different approach. Some call on guides, some use sound or chanting or prayer, and some simply quiet the mind until they slip into a state of expanded awareness. And so that kind where the air feels thicker or like time has slowed down and your own thoughts aren't entirely your own, most of the time, the key is frequency. To tune in, you have to match the vibration of what you're trying to reach. Kind of like how you can't hear a radio station unless you dial to its exact number. So you've got to find ways to dial to this number. For some people, that frequency comes from meditation. Others, it could be breath work or theta brainwave music or just stillness in nature. Some people keep a journal nearby and practice automatic writing, and they're channeling the words. They're letting words pour through without judgment, as if transcribing something just beyond thought. When I've done my own Akashic meditations, honestly, for me at least, nothing dramatic happens. There's no Golden Gates. There's no cosmic librarians floating in robes. Like, I wanted there to be in robes of starlight. No, it's just, it's quieter. And it's like a remembering. A thought or a phrase or an image that will rise up with an energy that feels unmistakably true, but yet not quite mine, if that makes sense. So it's definitely wiser and more expanded version of me. And it's whispering through the static. Now, of course, the skeptic in me is always asking, like, is that just my imagination? Was I just hallucinating? And maybe it is. Maybe it is. But here's the thing. Even imagination is a frequency. It's creative consciousness emotion. So maybe the question isn't whether it's real or not, but what happens when you listen to it? Because when you allow yourself to access these higher realms, whether you call it the records or intuition or quantum field or your higher self, something opens. You start receiving insights that feel both deeply personal and strangely universal. And you notice patterns and synchronicities and inner clarity that seems to arrive from nowhere. So that, to me, is what it means to read the records. It's not an external event, but an internal alignment. And it's not about traveling somewhere. It's about remembering that you already connected to everything that's ever been known. You are part of the archive. I'll explain more what it means to live with that awareness and how to move through life consciously, knowing that every thought and action adds another line to the great library of being. If everything we've ever thought, said, or done leaves an energetic imprint, then we're all right now writing our own chapters in the infinite library. That's kind of wild to think about, right? Like, every intention, every act of kindness, every moment of fear or love, all of it is encoded somewhere in the subtle fabric of existence. And while that can sound overwhelming, I actually find it comforting because it means nothing is wasted. No lesson, no heartbreak, no spark of inspiration that comes to you in the middle of the night. It's all recorded. It all matters. Living with that awareness turns life itself into a sacred act. We start moving with a little more intention, or choosing our words with care, our reactions with compassion, our dreams with curiosity. Not out of fear of being judged or recorded, but out of reverence. A word that I used to really dislike, but now I'm bringing reverence back into my life. Not because I feel like it's some institution controlling me, but it's because I am choosing to go forward with deep respect. Not because I'm told to respect it, but because I do. And knowing that we're contributing to something eternal. It's like realizing that the universe isn't watching you from above. It's co-authoring the story with you. Every decision is a pen stroke in your soul's book. So maybe the point isn't to access the Akashic Records like a mystical database, as cool as that sounds, or to know every past life in cosmic detail, as cool as that sounds and as much as we want to do that. But maybe the point is to live so consciously that your current chapter becomes worth rereading. You want to reread it, and for whatever consciousness might one day flip through your pages, it will be worth rereading. Because whether you believe the records are metaphorical or literal, one, they invite one universal truth. That awareness is creation, and that how you think or how you love or how you dream, it all ripples through the field. So tonight, maybe close your eyes, breathe deeply, and ask yourself, what am I writing in the field today? And can I do it with a little more love? Well, something to think about for this Freaky Friday. And don't forget that I have full length, an hour and a half or so episodes on this topic with experts in Akashic Records. I talked with Jennifer Longmore back in July of 2018 and Ashley back in 2019. They go deep into the Akashic Records and they are still some of my most loved episodes. And then again, if you also haven't listened to last week's reality transurfing episode, which ties beautifully into this one, I would definitely check that out. And then I also have another episode I did back in 2020 on that. And everything's in the show notes for the episode. So I hope that you enjoy and you enjoy diving deeper. I'd say that reality transurfing and Akashic Records are kind of like sister concepts. One's about surfing timelines, one the other is about reading the cosmic archive. It's pretty cool. Feel free to
Say hi to me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra, R-A-Q-U-E-L-L-E Mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. Looking forward to connecting you with a heart-to-heart on Monday. With all that being said, thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.